Rotary International, a world fellowship of business and professional men with a common ideal of service, presents the Rotary Golden Theater. More than 8,000 Rotary clubs in 89 countries throughout the world are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Rotary International, an organization fostering the ideal of service in personal, business, and community life, and working for the advancement of international understanding, goodwill, and peace through a world fellowship of business and professional men. In observance of its golden anniversary and as a public service, Rotary International brings you the Rotary Golden Theater. As we enter the Rotary Golden Theater, the bright lights blaze forth the title of the drama we are about to see, Hands Across the Seas. We take our seats. The curtain rises on the comfortable but modestly furnished living room of a home in a small village in Greece. A young man bursts into the room, excitedly waving a letter.
It has come, Father. Rotary Foundation Fellowship. Do you realize what this means?
Yes, another year with my eldest son away from home.
A year of study at the University of London, with enough money to devote all my time to my work. No worries, and a world of different ideas.
The time for growing up and going to work, a year more distant.
But you wanted me to become an architect. An extra year of study will make me a better one.
You think that the English are more brilliant than the scholars of Athens?
They're bound to have some different ideas.
Too different, perhaps. I have never trusted foreigners. They will try to turn you against Greece. And they will try to make you think like a foreigner.
They might try, but they couldn't succeed.
Remember this, then. Since your mother's death, I have lived for you and your brother. We have been a loyal family. Loyal to ourselves, our God, our country, and our heritage. That loyalty must not be destroyed.
It won't be, Father.
Always keep one important thought in the back of your head. Never trust a foreigner. And if you find things unbearable, if you are patronized and treated as an inferior, don't suffer through false pride. Admit your mistake and come home.
Is this your first trip to London, Mr. Paulus?
It is almost my first trip outside Greece, Mr. Rudge.
Well, Rotary International wants you to enjoy yourself during a year with us. Every Rotary fellow in whatever part of the world he's studying must feel at home. Every member of our Rotary Club will help to see that you do.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Rudge. But you see, I shall be very busy with my studies.
Nonsense, Mr. Paulus. Or, excuse me, Demetrius. I managed to find plenty of time for a bit of fun when I attended the University of London, and so will you. Making friends is an important part of your assignment here.
I'll try to make Rotary proud of my record.
My dear boy, are you laboring under the delusion that your Rotary Fellowship is some sort of scholarship competition? It's a bridge-building method.
I don't believe I understand.
The Athens Rotary Club recommended you as a Rotary Fellow because they thought you could help build a bridge of understanding between your country and ours. We hope you'll attend our Rotary meetings whenever you can, and a bit later you'll be asked to speak at various Rotary Club meetings.
About my work in architecture?
Oh, not at all. About Greece. We feel that the Athens Rotary Club has given us a real opportunity to broaden our understanding of Greece by sponsoring you as a Rotary Foundation Fellow. By the way, here's an invitation I hope you'll accept.
An invitation to what?
Read it.
Dear Mr. Paulus, Mrs. Hartley and I would be honored to have you as a guest in our home this coming weekend. It will be most informal. I hope you will convey your acceptance through Mr. Rudge. Cordially, Charles G. Hartley.
Hartley's on our Rotary Foundation Fellowship Committee, and he always tries to get in with the first invitation.
The first?
Oh, your social life will be busy, and I rather think you'll like the Hartleys. I'd suggest that you accept their invitation.
Very well. But I'm not quite sure that I understand.
Well, that's game and set.
I'm afraid I'm not much competition for you.
Oh, if I was smart, I'd have let you demonstrate your masculine superiority by beating me. And I honestly did have to extend myself. Well, let's walk down by the brook and be lazy for a while.
Good idea. There are some questions I'd like to ask you.
I've been here just 2 weeks longer than you have, but what would you like to know?
First, what's behind all this hospitality the Hartleys have been showing us?
Oh, you think there's a catch to it?
There must be. Miss D'Angelo, they said that their only son was killed during World War II. Your country, Italy, was an enemy of England's, And yet you're being treated as an honored guest.
Perhaps the Hartleys don't approve of perpetuating misunderstanding and distrust and enmity between countries.
Perhaps. My second question. You were being so attentive and so charming. Did your government instruct you to try to win their trust?
Really, Mr. Paulus, that's almost too impertinent a question to answer. Rotary is paying your way here in an honest effort to promote international understanding. Unless you change your attitude, you're taking money under false pretenses. I've changed my mind about walking down to the brook.
Louisa, come back. I was just trying to find out for sure what... Come back, please. Oh, what's the use? Well, that's that. Work all done. Now I can spend the weekend at the Andrews home with a clear conscience.
Oh, you mean you're anxious to spend a weekend with an English family? Demi, I do believe you're beginning to catch on.
Greg, my father taught me never to trust a foreigner.
Not even your English roommate?
Oh, he'd be horrified. But put yourself in my place. How would you feel if you were a stranger in a country and everyone treated you like, well, practically like a member of the family?
I'd feel rather all right. I've done a bit of traveling around the world, you know. The family's been able to give me all the money I needed, but with some fortunate investments in other countries. But I couldn't buy what you've been getting. I never really got to see how people lived, how they felt, what made them tick.
But why? Why do I get all this attention? Why am I permitted to sing the praises of Greece at meeting after meeting? Why am I taken into top architects' office and shown their most valuable techniques, their best methods of operation? Why am I treated almost like a son in one home after another?
I guess it's the simplest things that are the hardest to understand, Demi. You're not a Rotarian, and neither is your father. Every Rotarian all over the world has pledged himself to work for international understanding, peace, and goodwill.
But why should they work through me? I'm nothing but a student.
Well, you have to start with individuals on both sides of the fence.
But I'm such an unimportant person.
No person is unimportant. That idea is exactly what Rotary International is trying to combat, by providing you fellows with an opportunity to spend a year in some country other than your own.
Yes, but me. Suppose I do change my attitudes. That's a small return for such an investment.
Demi, Rotary doesn't expect the investment to stop with you. In the 7 or 8 years the Rotary Foundation fellowships have been operating, more than 600 young men and young women have had the same opportunity you're getting. And a leader has an opportunity to influence the thinking of many others. You see how it works.
I admit I have a special fondness for England. But how can I be sure I can trust people of other countries?
Once you realize the distrust of people of one country is foolish, you're pretty sure to try to understand other people's. And remember that Rotary fellows are studying and living and making friends in countries all over the world. Through you, in spite of your suspicions, I've learned a lot about Greece that makes me feel it must be a great country, full of wonderful people. Through Raymond Cortez, I've acquired the greatest admiration for South Americans. And in spite of a war-born feeling about Italy, through Louisa D'Angelo, I've had the opportunity...
I'm afraid I've given Louisa some bad ideas about Greece. I didn't make a good impression on her at all.
That's the understatement of the month, Demi. I'd say you have the opportunity of a lifetime to practice promoting international understanding. You'll never have a more difficult subject.
You know, Demi, once you admit you've been wrong and throw off that armor of distrust, you're rather nice.
But I didn't distrust you, Louisa. The first week in England, you were the only person I dared ask such questions. I did trust you, and you didn't give me any chance to explain.
I was furious. You were insulting some of the nicest people I've ever known. How do you feel about the Hartleys now?
I like them very much. And would you like to know how I feel about Italy?
I think I would.
I tried to rent a gondola, but this boat was all I could get. I wanted to show you my complete admiration for all things Italian.
Demetrius Paulus, young Greek diplomat.
Oh, hi, Demi. Don't tell me, let me guess. From that starry look in your eyes, I'd say you've had another date with Louisa, right?
Greg, she's wonderful. We're going to get married when our first year's study is over. But don't tell anyone.
Oh? Why not?
Word might get back to my father.
But doesn't he expect you to marry someday?
Of course, but not to a foreigner.
Just a second. Why, Demi, what are you doing here?
Louisa, I've got to go home right away.
Home?
Yes, to Greece. This letter.
Oh, is it from your father?
No, from my younger brother. Let me read it to you. Dear Demetrius, Father didn't want me to bother you, but I must disobey his wishes. For the past several weeks, it has been apparent to me that he is losing his sight. But he refused to admit it until yesterday, when he walked off a piece of scaffolding while he was working. Fortunately, the height was not great, and he fell onto a pile of loose dirt. However, it is obvious that he must quit work, which he refuses to do. The other men on the job have promised to look out for him, but that can't continue indefinitely. Something will have to be done. That's it. You can see that I have to go home right away, can't you?
But you can't go right away, Demi.
Why not?
You have an important examination Friday.
So I won't finish out the term anyway.
But you have two Rotary Club speaking engagements scheduled. They'll be counting on you.
But my father...
A few days won't make much difference. And you have an obligation to the Rotary Foundation. Don't you think you could wait a fortnight?
I guess so. If you think I must.
I do.
I came to say goodbye, Mr. Rudge. I'm leaving tomorrow, you know.
There's a chap here to see you who may be able to persuade you to change your plans.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Rudge, but there's not a chance.
Oh, don't be so positive about things, dear me.
Right in here, Demetrius.
Father!
Demetrius, it's good to see you. So this is the smart girl you're going to marry. Let me take a good look at you. Why, you look like a fine Greek girl. Dark hair, flashing eyes, healthy complexion. Demetrius, you're a smart boy.
But, Father, your eyes...
I know. You were going to make a big fuss and fritter away your money on a trip back to Greece. As if you could have done anything after you'd gotten there. I don't know why you deserve such a smart girl as this, Demetrius.
Neither do I, but still I don't understand.
This girl didn't wring her hands and say, oh, I must go home. She went to a doctor right here in London, a famous eye surgeon.
Dr. Crownsmith, Denny. You met him at one of our Rotary meetings.
Dr. Crownsmith cabled a friend of his, the famous eye specialist in Athens, Dr. Scholes. And Dr. Scholes came all the way out to our little village from Athens. Oh, I tell you, the people were impressed. I am now a personage.
But your eyes...
They're good as new. The trouble wasn't as serious as we had thought. And to a surgeon of Dr. Scholes' skill, the operation was nothing. Matter of minutes.
And you can see all right now?
Perfectly. Much better than ever before. I can even see now how stupid I was about foreigners. The British are our friends, Demetrius. Why, my friend Dr. Scholes told me that the British Rotary Club sent almost $300,000 in aid to Greek villages that had been ravaged by civil war.
I guess your vision is improved.
Yes, indeed. I see what a wonderful thing this Rotary Foundation fellowship is.
You don't need to sell me, Father.
You know, it's hard for an old man to admit a mistake, Mr. Rudge. I was brought up to distrust foreigners, but thanks to your Rotary Fellowship, my son will never misjudge a man because of ignorant prejudice.
We seldom get to entertain a parent of one of our Rotary Fellows, Mr. Paulus. I hope you'll stay in England long enough for us to get better acquainted.
And I think I'll stay here until time to go to Italy.
Italy?
You don't think I'd miss the wedding, do you? The groom's family must be represented, or your Italian friends might get the wrong idea about us.
Oh, wonderful. You see, Mr. Paulus, when a man tries to understand people in distant lands, he gains not only understanding and friends, but maybe even a daughter-in-law.
And so the curtain falls on the play Hands Across the Seas, presented by the Rotary Golden Theater as a public service in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of Rotary International, a world fellowship of business and professional men with a common ideal of service.